From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In New York on Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the U.N. General Assembly, reviewing the progress he's made during his presidency, but he also said he believes progress is threatened by the rise of religious fundamentalism, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
Also in New York, President Obama hosted the first ever Leaders Summit on Refugees, saying that the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. The United States is holding Russia responsible for an attack on a humanitarian convoy in northern Syria that killed 20 civilians and an official of the Syrian Red Crescent Society.
We hold the Russian government responsible for airstrikes in this space, given that their commitment under the cessation of hostilities was to ground air operations.
That's Ben Rhodes, Deputy National Security Advisor. The airstrike west of Aleppo on Monday destroyed 100 tons of desperately needed food and medicine. Moscow and Damascus deny they were involved in the attack. UN humanitarian officials have temporarily suspended all such relief efforts in Syria, while diplomats in New York try to salvage the tattered ceasefire. This is VOA. Federal prosecutors late Tuesday charged Ahmad Khan Rahami with setting off the bomb in New York City last Saturday, wounding 29 people. He faces four counts of using weapons of mass destruction and attacking a public place. Rahami was already charged with five counts of attempted murder, stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in New Jersey. Rahami is a 28-year-old U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Investigators say he was carrying a notebook filled with extremist ramblings when he was arrested. The moderator of the first U.S. presidential debate has revealed the three topics to be discussed. VOA's Aisha Sarai has more on next Monday's debate, the first face-to-face encounter between Republican candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of the three following topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Third-party candidates Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were not invited to the debate, as they did not reach the required threshold of support by averaging at least 15% in five public opinion polls selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates last month. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The mood is tense in the Democratic Republic of Congo following a day and night of deadly violence involving security forces and anti-government protesters. A human rights group reports that a total of more than 40 people have been killed, mostly civilians. William Close has more from Kinshasa.
There were sporadic clashes between police and groups of young men early Tuesday in some parts of the capital. Unusually for Kinshasa, trucks full of soldiers from the Republican Guard were out on the streets. Heavier violence took place overnight, as armed men set fire to at least five headquarters of opposition parties. Félix Tshisekedi, a leading figure in the largest opposition party, the UDPS, spoke to reporters Tuesday. Tshisekedi went on to say that the DRC is a dictatorship, and he says this government deserves the popular revolt that is coming to topple it. He later told VOA by phone that the death toll from the overnight attack has risen to seven, and others are still missing. William Klaus for VOA News, Kinshasa.
Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeing a resurgence and regrouping of Islamic State fighters in the border region. Afghan forces, aided by U.S. bombers, reportedly intensified attacks on remote, mountainous Islamic State positions on Tuesday. More than two dozen IS fighters had been killed, but Islamic State has recaptured several remote villages that border Pakistan. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.